people had no idea that it was like this, like at all, so it was fairly full on.
So what's your role here at the Bark Hut?
Myself and my wife are management, and we've taken on that position to the leaseholders of the property. So you've got your landlord, you've got your leaseholders, and us as management. So we've taken on that position to manage it, to bring the place back up to what it used to be, get it to a bit of an icon again, because it's actually quite well known around the traps. And obviously it's a life change for us as well. So it's new. So when something's new, you're excited about it, and you've got a bit of drive, a bit of passion, and so that's where it is for us. And the same with the staff that I brought with us, that's a good life change for them. So passion and that's why we chose them to come in, because they were after that as well.
Darren, I find it interesting that you said you brought staff in. I've stopped here for a drink many, many times on my way backwards and forwards, and there are usually backpackers behind the bar, but I don't see any.
No, look, we don't want to have the backpackers. I've got nothing against them. They're working their way around the place, having a good time and doing what they need to do, and I encourage that we chose that we wanted to do something completely different from that, from what this place has had. This place has had backpackers in it. We just thought we'd just throw something in the mix a bit different. We just want to have, when people come into the pub, these guys will be here for a while, so they know them. They can have their drink waiting for them, or know what their favourite meal is, and call them by name. And then when you do that, you feel good when you walk in somewhere and they know you, and you immediately want to stay. So,
and the theme is they come back. That's the whole
exactly
idea.
Right. And they come back. They come back. They like it. They have a good experience. They like it. They get called by name.
So what's your experience in tourism? Have you run a pub before?
No. I've in the building game. I've done work in with maintenance, with caravan parks and pubs before. Myself, no. My wife, yes. But she's been in the pub game for about 10 years. So we'll see where we are.
Darren, it's been going 2 months now. You've had quite the tree change. What challenges have you faced that you weren't expecting?
We have constant power failures, so that makes it real difficult. Hence, that's why I'm trying to get this generator up and running.
Darren, you've also made yourself part of the community very, very quickly. In fact, helping in some extraordinary and very sad circumstances. Tell us about what happened.
Well, we got a call in here from Flight Care to ask if we can go out and pick up the staff, like the doctors and nurse, off the fly, and they flew into a place called Mount Bundy airstrip. So I got the call in here, so I've gone out in the truck and I've met the plane, and I've picked up all their gear. We've loaded it to put the doctor and nurse in the car, and on the way through to picking them up, I went through this accident scene and had to stop there for a minute, and that was just terrible to see it. Young backpackers in an accident, just simple tiredness or speed, I don't know what was involved in it, but it was just terrible to see. So then on the way back, bring the doctors and nurses in, and then by the time we got this ambulance there, it's chaos, things going on everywhere, and people trying to get these people, in a safe position where they can treat them. And two of them had to be flown out, and the other one wasn't bad, but it was just a horrible, horrible thing. So,
well, it's not something you would sign up for as a publican.
No, it's not, but I think when you're out in like a remote area like where we are now, I think it's just something, it's just past duty care, it's care of duty, that you just do it.
You've been here for around 10 weeks. Describe in maybe 3 or 4 words the experience so far of moving from South Australia to the top end and taking on this.
Should have done it 20 years ago.
Thank you very much.
I'm Sarah Brokaw, and I'm from Adelaide in South Australia. I've been here exactly 7 days now. There was nothing left for me in Adelaide. You can go from job to job, but it's not the same if you're not working in a good environment with a good team. So I felt like it was a bit more stable up here.
Why do you think backpackers are not suitable for this particular role?
I think a lot of it comes to the point of they're constantly moving. I think it's just more of a scenery thing with them, and it's just more they want to experience, not work. So
what advantage does the boss of this pub have, for example, not employing backpackers and instead employing you guys who are willing to settle?
Stability, for one. He knows that it's a good team for two. We all work really, really, really well together, and we've known each other for a long time. So I think it's just more the security as well.
How many people did he bring up from Adelaide?
Oh, pretty well the whole town of Edisburgh. But no, I think altogether it was around 15 people, so majority of the staff here at the moment. And we all know each other from when we were younger as well, so it's really good.
You've only been here 7 days, so at the moment you're in the honeymoon period, one would think. How are you finding it so far?
Oh, I'm loving it. You know, I've always been good at any sort of hospo job and that sort of thing, and I've missed being behind the bar and, you know, just socialising with great people. And people aren't as rude up here. So, you know, back in Adelaide, everyone's just quick, quick, busy, busy. You know, everyone will sit here and have some banter with you and, you know, see how you're actually going and, you know, tell you about their day and things like that. And everyone's a lot more friendly. You meet somebody and by the end of the night, they're your best friend down here. So you've known them forever. So it's good.
What challenges do you expect to face as you settle into the role?
Oh, the snakes and the crocodiles. No, I'm fine with them. It's just, I think it's more just having the late nights. That's just one of the biggest things, because we do get busy rushes in the morning, so we have to get straight back up, everybody, you know, after like 4 hours sleep, and we just have to do it because it needs to be done.
I'm India Broad. I'm from Edithburgh on the York Peninsula, located in South Australia. I've been working here for now 2.5 months and absolutely love it. It was the biggest change in my life. You know, if I didn't leave when I did leave, I would have never left. And I just think there's so much more for people out here than living their lives in one small little country town, when there's just so much more to see and do.
There are many backpackers working in hospitality in the top end and right throughout regional and country Australia. And the reason is because Australians tend to not want those jobs in remote places. Why do you think this might work in this place, not using backpackers?
Because backpackers have a tendency of just jumping up and just leaving when they've got enough money to jump and go, you know. And if you just bring your own people, at least you know they're going to get up to work every day. You have a family, you've got a team, you know everyone you're working with, whereas backpackers, you just don't know. Locals, definitely locals are the way to go.
What makes you think you're going to stick it out here? I mean, it is quite remote.
Darwin is just, it's beautiful. I love it out here. I'm a country girl, born and bred. The city is only an hour and a bit away from me, so it's not much of a drive. It's just, this is me. I love doing what I do. I love the outback. I love animals. I love motorbike riding, fishing. So being out here is just, it's bliss.
Working in hospitality, you obviously see a lot of people come and go. What do you think they look for? What kind of an experience do these customers expect?
I think they like an outgoing person who's smiley, who likes to talk to them and tell them what's there to see and do. And they don't want someone that's just going to blow them off. They want to talk to you and talk to them about what they've done already and what they can do.
So you're not there just to pull a beer or serve them behind the kiosk. You're there to offer an experience.
Most definitely.
Thank you very much.